Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Bird Show.
Do tell us all about LA,
yes,
man.
Yes.
I'll tell you, because there's kind of two parts of the story. Mm-hmm. For that city comes alive during Grammy weekend. So I'll let, you know, Jen... I'll fill in some parts of the Grammy-related story, like when I pulled up, you know, to the hotel, bumping into Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh,
that's cool.
All right, what's going on here? And then, like 3 hours later, riding the elevator with T-Pain.
Okay.
Like it was like Atlanta, some sort of unofficial Atlanta headquarters, which I think Jen will tell you, as far as the Grammys go, it's really. Makes you feel really good. A lot of pride, you know?
I tweeted that last night. I said, I'm constantly reminded when you watch award shows of how influential Atlanta is in the music industry. Because every other performer or every other presenter is from Atlanta.
Right.
So I'm going to leave those parts of the story out. I'm also going to leave out how I could...
All the hits Q100.
Yeah, wow, you can do that with your voice. That's impressive.
All right, you want me to wrap it up?
You're going too long.
It's like the Grammys last night, the music starts.
Yeah, tell us your story. You got 40 seconds. And then I'm also going to leave out how I definitely cannot be a paparazzi, because a celebrities could come and sit on my face, and I would have no idea who that is right there. Like, and Jessica, for whatever, she's like, look, and... nails every single one of them.
Yeah.
So that will be left out of the story. And I'll just tell you how cool this experience was. Like,
yes.
I told you beforehand that even if nothing came of this, and by this, a couple years ago, I submitted some ideas to a friend of a friend of a friend who was in L.A. and said, look, I have some TV show ideas. And this literally was 2 years ago. And they got circulated around to the point where before the holidays, I got a call back from somebody who wanted to start talking about those ideas and wanted me to come out for meetings and to meet some people this past weekend. So that's why I was in LA, and I arrived Thursday night, checked into the hotel. Everything was cool. It was, like I said, you know, running into all those superstars was definitely a high. I mean, it was, they put us up at the right hotel. So that was cool. So, you know, you're feeling a little Ari Gold, feeling a little Entourage, staying at that hotel, definitely underdressed. And Friday, I was oddly at ease. Everything was going to happen on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they also told me to keep Saturday clear. It turns out we didn't need it, but everything was going to happen on Friday.
Is that a bad sign that you didn't need Saturday also? Like
on the air.
We're on the air.
Oh. No, it's okay. So Friday, I thought Thursday night, like I would be really sick and go to bed early and like
nervous,
stressed and whatever. And for whatever reason, I think it's because when we talked about it on Wednesday, when I said out loud, I don't care what happens, just this experience is really cool. And as the experience was happening, it was really cool. Like it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. It would have been great, however it turned out. So we went out Thursday night, Jessica and I did, had dinner. Came back to the hotel, hung out in the lobby for a little while and watched the people show. Friday morning rolls around. I went for a walk with Jessica and we found a breakfast place. And then she went off shopping and I went back. And this guy comes to the hotel who this is not the guy that I've been talking with and emailing and calling. This is a guy who works with him. And he basically explains the whole process. And I had it a little bit twisted before I went there, but they have to be very careful in terms of creative and writing and development, because there's so many unions and so many people who protect people that they can't really do anything official in terms of creating a show until all these T's have been crossed and I's have been dotted. Like, even to have conversations mm-hmm. about potential ideas, if something came out of that and there was a non-union writer in there who helped create it, then the union could get mad that the non-union writer was involved in the process, and it mm-hmm. becomes this big, huge ordeal. So he goes, he says, there might be times when we're hanging out talking today where things stop. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, cool. So we had a cool...
So a lot of politics involved. A
lot of politics. We had a cool hour, and then we go to this all-glass building,
mm-hmm.
walk into a room with...
What is it about an all-glass building that makes it seem like it's more corporate or more official, fancy,
contemporary,
or something?
Yes. There must be something.
And went there, you know, in a town car. Like, he goes, I'll meet you at the hotel. So we had a little conversation there. Town car down to the all-glass building. It's exactly as you would imagine a Hollywood meeting room, Ari Gold, Entourage, you know.
So you can see the city of LA around you and stuff. And,
is it a big, like, 24-seat conference table and you're at the very end of
there
it?
There was. You get off the elevator into, you know, the lobby, and then there's the far too attractive receptionist with the little Bluetooth in.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. very.
The future actresses, not receptionists.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, if we had bigger budgets, would say that somebody was jacking, like somebody in this, because then there was the gay guy assistant,
uh-huh.
little flitting around.
It was like, just like Entourage.
Just very
constantly
upset.
Busy.
Everybody talking on their Bluetooths. It was really.
Like stereotypical.
I'm like, somebody's jacking with me. So, but then off to the side, there was like the conference room. Off to the right side, there was like a conference room mm-hmm. that did look over, I want to say it's Culver City. I don't know LA enough,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't downtown LA, but I think it was Culver City off to one side. And then to the right, you go down halls and it's all very glass wall, like big city LA law type things where everybody's office has a big glass window.
Were there pictures of like shows that they've developed before?
Nope.
No.
Very okay. stark.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And then I started to get, that started to weird me out. Because I'm dressed, jeans, shirt, blazer.
Hillbilly. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, totally. Like, I'm the kid who's there. And everybody else, seriously, is doing the, I'm guessing, Armani or Prada suit, white shirt underneath, no tie,
mm-hmm.
Bluetooth in, two Blackberries on their belt. And I'm like, dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum. So I started to get intimidated by the physical presence of where I was
right.
mm-hmm. until we turn the corner and I meet the guy that I've been emailing with and talking with.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing jeans, like a vintage looking t-shirt thing. He had a ball cap turned around backwards. I'm guessing he was 5 years younger than I was.
Oh, yeah.
And his office was full. Like, he had those, they're not bean bags, love sack chairs,
mm-hmm.
like those big things. Like,
those are awesome.
And in the corner of his office, he had, I mean, it was totally, and he, you know, Kamani had a table in his office. He had just finished breakfast, like from McDonald's,
uh-huh.
which this is funny. It was a McDonald's like egg sandwich thing, whatever.
Right.
But it was on a ceramic plate.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
So my guess is, or maybe it was Burger King. It was some fast food sandwich on a biscuit with like little tater tot looking hash brown things.
So they took it out of the bag and put it on a fancy plate for him.
Yes. And there was a knife and fork there. Unused. But I just thought of how LA that is.
Right.
That.
Yes, it's LA.
So during the morning, he went over the process again, and he just said, look, all I want to do is talk to you about your ideas. He says, this is the deal. He goes, I want to bring new shows to production.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Los Angeles. He goes, there's a lot of creative people. He goes, there's a lot of people that I currently work with. There's a lot of... stuff happening in LA. The mm-hmm. problem is, for as big of a city as it is and for everybody who comes from everywhere else, it's a vacuum. And it's the same ideas that just spin around there,
mm-hmm.
you know, 100 times. And he goes, I'm just looking to bring new people in.
Right.
So I just want to talk to you and get a vibe for you. I like the stuff that you wrote. He goes, I want to know about you.
Are you in here one-on-one at this point?
Uh-huh. Okay. There's people in and out. Like, they're
that
really
so cool, though.
There mm-hmm. is. I always thought, for whatever reason, on the West Wing, it was cool when the little assistant would bring the president of a piece of paper, and then he would read it
uh-huh.
and either set it down or act on it. Like, that was happening during this conversation. Like, people were bringing stuff in. to this guy. He's a development guy. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. He does have a bunch of shows under his belt. Some I recognize, some I didn't. Most, some reality type stuff that he's he's worked with.
Did he like any one of your shows more than the others?
We didn't even, we're not even talking about specific ideas.
Oh,
he
yeah.
just wants to know about me, about what I do, about how I came about it. So we have this thing, you know, this conversation, everything's cool. And then he says, all right, go have lunch. And then when you come back, I'm going to put you in a room with some creative people. And so they had lunch for us at the Ivy.
Nice.
I got to meet Jessica, which he goes, this is totally cheesy and everybody from LA is going to make fun of you for it. But you mentioned that you hadn't had lunch at the Ivy. I've got a table for you at the Ivy.
That's awesome.
So that's the place where all the paparazzi and all the celebrities go to be seen.
And funny thing about that is I saw Nene from Real Housewives.
She
was the only celebrity there.
Can't get away from Atlanta.
So that was the lunch. And then after lunch, we went back and he just introduced me to people on his creative team. And that's when we specifically went through the shows and we just had conversations about all of the shows. And we had conversations about the specifics and lots of conversations about, as we would flesh out an idea, we spent more time on one of the shows than any other. So as we talked about the idea and expanded upon the story, they wanted to know who certain people were based on. Mm-hmm. Like, is this based on a real person? Is this a blending of real people? They talked about, because I brought up I have a show that's kind of loosely based on our radio show or an idea based on that. And he said, you know, those are really great ideas. And he pointed a list of ideas that I had. Mm-hmm. And it was like 26 ideas, 25 ideas. And this was kind of shock. He goes, you look at that list and you think you've got 25 shows. He goes, we would have to put 3 or 4 of those ideas in each show. You've just written a third of a season.
Really? Wow.
So you're not. So I'm like, look at this, a whole season of shows, easy. And this was only from off the top of my head. He's like, and by the time we get done with it, we'll only keep 20% of what that is. He said, so there's a lot. He goes, there's a lot more that goes into it than that. So we had meetings all afternoon and just talked about like the creative process and creating the shows. And it ended with him, the guy that I've been meeting with, the development guy, the president of the company, comes back in at the end. I don't know where he was going, but he was completely dressed differently. Like no more casual guy, full on.
Like a meeting a studio head or something?
Yes, like totally different dude, almost to the point where I didn't recognize him. And he came in and all the guys that I was meeting with and one girl, they, in front of me, were very complimentary about my ideas and about my input and how they were excited to work with me. A couple of them have followed up with emails to me, but the decision is ultimately this dude's.
Oh wow!
So what's the next step in the whole thing? He's going to call you?
I guess.
I can't imagine all this effort and money spent, and something not coming from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they must have been somewhat serious about. They saw something in you to bring you on out to LA.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
So it was a cool. He may have just been trying to invigorate. You know, I went through all the scenarios. What if he's just trying to invigorate the people he works with or threaten them and show them that there are other creative people out there, this, that, or whatever. But the end of the meeting was like a handshake. And then I asked him about tomorrow. And they were like, nah, I want to give. He goes, tomorrow is only if today didn't go well.
That's really
awesome. Good for you.
That's great.
Well, I guess it's also a sign of patience because you talked about how it took a couple years to get to this point. So we'll see how long. But surely something's going to come from this.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, it was stereotypical and intimidating and the creative process in LA is so much different than what we do here.
Faster.
But also slower.
Is that right?
But also,
that's not possible.
So many similarities.
That's just not possible.
And it was just, it was a totally cool experience. And now I'm back into the hurry up and wait mode again.
Congratulations.
So I keep my fingers crossed and stay in touch with this guy and we'll see what happens.
Great. What a great trip.
Yeah, I knew Jeff Dahmer before he was a big Hollywood celeb.
I almost came in this morning wearing sunglasses.
You wouldn't be the only one in this building.
It's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.